speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, September 21st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. And as we look at what happened over the weekend, the bombshell news that RBG. I've talked about RGB monitors for so long that it's hard to get that. We'll call her Darth Vader. Ginsburg is now gone. And it is going to be a ruthless fight, as many people have pointed out. And we see the cover of New York Post saying a full court prez and a picture of President Trump. This is what they're going to be fighting over now. And of course, that is the crux of all your freedoms, right? If we just get the right person in there, they'll end the lockdown. They'll stand up for your individual liberties. You know, they might even end civil asset forfeiture and other criminal acts that have been put in by the United Nations. You know, the war on drugs, Richard Nixon's war on drugs. Yeah, you think so? You think they'll respect life? You think they'll butt out of all the areas that they have inserted themselves? You know, from defining when life begins to please the eugenicists, to defining marriage, to just recently, after two Trump court picks, we just had the all-wise, all-knowing, but all-powerful, truly all-powerful. I'm being sarcastic about those other two, but they truly are all-powerful. They just ruled, if you remember, that casinos can open up, but not churches in Nevada. That's right. That's the Supreme Court with two Trump appointees on there. Now, of course, it'll be even worse with another Democrat pick on there. But instead of fighting over who the next judge is, we should be fighting the Supreme Court. We should be fighting the notion that all of our liberties are held at the whims of a bunch of politically appointed judges. Is there any question that this is about politics and politics only? It's about identity politics. It's about Republican-Democrat politics. It's about gaslighting you so you don't really pay attention to the things that really matter. Like the fact that you've been locked down for 189 days here in America and the Supreme Court won't stand up for it. Yeah, we have one judge that was appointed by President Trump in Pennsylvania who just said that the governor violated the Constitution. Clearly he did. We all know that. You don't have to be a lawyer to read the Constitution. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand it. It's pretty clear. And he clearly stated it. And the only person I've seen state it. Now, hands off, you know, full applause to President Trump for putting that guy in there, but he did not make the list of, you know, Supreme Court potential picks that President Trump is put out there. No, no, no. It's not going to be a guy who supports constitutional liberty. It's going to be a conservative Cuban female who checks all the identity politics boxes. Folks, we need to think outside the box that they put us in. They literally have us in a box now. House arrest. They're destroying the middle class. They're destroying small businesses. They're telling churches that they can't open in many places. We need to stop this. And that one judge defended it. But we don't have to have the right judges in place. We need to get rid of this idea of judicial supremacy. And the worst aspect of judicial supremacy is the Supreme Court. And we're going to take a look at that. First, we're going to take a look at what really matters, the fact that you and I have been locked down. We've had all of the Constitution thrown away, first slowly and now rapidly with this lockdown. We'll take a look at where this is and where it's headed. And then we'll take a look at the fight that's coming up. Who will be the next Nazgul in the Supreme Court? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't empower humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, September 21st, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 189 days of America locked down and held hostage, of the Constitution set on fire. Now, these video clips that you see here of the Iranian hostages, you know, the Iranian students set the American flag on fire. Our own government, Republican, Democrat, governors, state houses, Congress, the Supreme Court, and the President have set the Constitution on fire. And you care about the Supreme Court? Who the nominee is? Well, you should care. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about what is coming up. I've got a lot of different aspects here to cover as to what is going to happen now that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is Ruth Bader gone. There is going to be a big fight, folks. And so we'll talk about the fight. We'll talk about who the next Nazgul is going to become. We'll talk about the supreme hypocrisy that you see from both sides. You know, it wasn't that long ago that you had all the Democrats saying, you got to put somebody in there right now. Can't wait. And the Republicans said, no, you're going to wait till we get another election here. And now they're all, both of them have now switched sides. I mean, they're kind of like the CDC and the NIH and Fauci and all these people on masks. It's just all political. The masks are as political as the positions on the Supreme Court nominees. They change for whatever suits the purposes of these people in power. So we'll talk about the Supreme shenanigans that are going to be played coming up here as well, because they're ready to burn the place down. That's exactly what has been designed here. But first, let's talk about the real story. What is happening to your life? 189 days of what is happening to your life. You know, we've got a story at InfoWars.com where they're now incentivizing college students to become snitches. Well, you know, they didn't really have to incentivize them. They've been snitches for the longest time. The cancel culture. Oh, look at this. This person said, oh, shut them down and so forth. But now they're paying them. And part of this, folks, is the psychological preparation. There has been a plan, as I've talked about for decades, to have a global ID. It is inseparable from Bill Gates' plan to give everybody a vaccine, a global ID. It is also intricately linked with the cashless society and with the internet itself. So all these things, the internet, 5G, cashless society, all of these things are basically a way to track you. And they just have to get your approval of this. As a matter of fact, they got people begging for the tracking. And that's what they're doing in the colleges right now. What they're doing, they're giving them money to incentivize this. But they're also making it the sort of thing where, you know, Henry Kissinger said, well, at some point in time, you're going to beg for UN troops to come into the United States because you're going to have so much disorder. Yeah, we can see that as well, can't we? And you're going to beg to be tracked because you're going to be so afraid for your life from a virus for which they don't have
any evidence now that we should even be afraid of this. All of the evidence, even their cooked statistics, the numbers, you know, they put the numbers in there. We got to follow the numbers. Well, if you were to follow the numbers, you would open up the United States right now. But they're not following the numbers. Instead, they're pushing to put a number on you. You will be numbered. You will be part of the Internet of Things because they don't regard you with any more respect than they would a piece of inventory or cattle. And they're going to inventory and control you. Those that they can't kill, soft kill, kill through wars, they want to keep tabs on you. And so it's imperative for them. Every one of these issues, whether it's cashless society, or the internet, or the vaccine, every single one of them comes back to the number, right? That's the number. That's the number. Have you got their number yet? It's about the number. The number from the government. The number to track and identify you, each and every one of you. And so when we look at how this is rolling out at the universities, the university has a form on its website where violations of the school's COVID-19 guidelines can be posted, anonymously reported rather, but posting it on Twitter, said one of these little snitches, quote, adds a different level of accountability. Again, they have trained them to disrespect other people's opinions, to disrespect other people's free speech and their liberties. They have essentially overturned the long and difficult to establish tolerance of free speech. Understanding that you can't have any freedom if you don't extend that freedom to other people. As it was paraphrased, you know, I may absolutely abhor your opinions, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. We don't hold that anymore. Instead, we will fight to the death to silence you. If we disagree with any aspect of what you have to say. Some schools like the University of Miami are actually paying students to enforce COVID-19 rules, reports Reuters. You know, this article goes through all the different quotes at Infowars.com. But at Miami, 75 public health ambassadors is what they call them. Public health ambassadors. Isn't that nice? Tell you what, public health is a dirty word. You should understand that by now. We have public health directors, administrators, bureaucrats, and now we've got public health ambassadors. Public health has now become the enemy of individual health. And if individuals don't have any health, if they don't have any informed consent, if they don't have a doctor-patient relationship, then there is no public health. The public is nothing but a collection of individuals. And if you deny health and health choices to individuals, then there is no such thing as public health. But they're making $10 an hour to walk around campus to make sure that people wear masks and that the socially distance. And they can write you up. These are hall monitors that we've got now. And it's not just at the University of Miami. A BU senior said he would not hesitate to anonymously report a party. He called it a matter of life or death for Boston residents near the campus. Let me remind you, we've had thousands of positive swabs from college students. Why? Because they're demanding that they all take them. And so we've had thousands of those. Now, I don't know what percentage that is of the people that they've tested. But you understand there hasn't been a single admission to the hospital from any of these college students. Not a single admission to the hospital. And these tests identify people who are asymptomatic. Why? Because the PCR test blows up the viral content. So people who are not sick, people who are not contagious will test positive, and it will test positive regardless of what kind of coronavirus you have. So any kind of cold, any kind of flu, and there's virtually an infinite number of variations of coronavirus. It doesn't have to be the COVID-19. Anybody who tests positive, you now get that. I got a note from a listener, and he had a very important observation. Because we experienced this ourselves. I talked about when we came back from North Carolina, and we went through, Tennessee, through Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, and we were able to go to restaurants. Now, that's really cool. There was one very, very busy restaurant that was taking reservations. And of course, it was 100% full. didn't have to wear a mask to get a seat. The servers were all wearing masks. But one thing that I thought was kind of unusual was they said, we'd like to have your phone number. Now, this listener, Joey, pointed out, he said, restaurants are no longer handing out buzzers for customers if you're waiting for a table. They want you to give them your phone number or to scan a code because, quote, buzzers are not safe anymore to use. Says, I've noticed several restaurants will ask you to voluntarily give up your information for contact tracers, but apparently that hasn't worked too well. So now they have a deception. Give me your phone number. Is that being turned in? Because we know here in Austin, this Marxist mayor was demanding that restaurants get contact information. Well, if you don't want to give it up, and we wouldn't give it up, now they get your phone number. That's the angle. But we'll talk about how it's gotten much worse than that.
Real power comes from the grassroots. And real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down, the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com. This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of a species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, and we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The Trafalgar Square. Okay, as you know, this is live, and I hit the wrong button. That's giving some directions. That Trafalgar Square thing is coming up. But before that comes up, I was just talking about the fact that you have openly, psychologically preparing the college kids to be snitches and busybodies and snowflakes, and now they're incentivizing them and paying them to snitch on their fellow citizens. And so they'll be perfectly fine when the government does it. As a matter of fact, they're basically begging the government to do it as they're getting paid to do this. And then I talked about how the restaurants now are saying, well, we're not going to give out buzzers anymore. We need your phone number. Need your phone number. Oh, yeah, okay. That's a little bit more subtle than just asking you for your contact information. And they fooled us. Fooled me. I said, okay, here you go. Here's my phone number. It's like, no, as one of the listeners just pointed out. But see, that's the way the government operates. The government isn't always going to be up front with what they're doing. As a matter of fact, they rarely are, especially when the things that they're doing are criminal and unconstitutional, illegal, unethical. That's when you pull in DARPA and the CIA and the CIA's Mockingbird Media. There's a Mint Press News story. It's been picked up by Zero Hedge, by InfoWars. A DARPA-funded implantable biochip to detect COVID-19 could hit markets by 2021. You may have heard me mention on this show once or twice, maybe a couple hundred times, about how DARPA is behind this whole surveillance and control thing. How the geospatial intelligence really took off with a vengeance as the internet became practical because of bandwidth. And the new bandwidth from 5G makes it practical for them to do a lot of very dystopian things that they've never been able to do before. The internet of things, supposedly, allegedly, so we can control the cars so that you don't have to drive them anymore. Yeah, we'll be in control. We have reached the outer limits, folks. We will take over your TV. We will take over your car. That's what they're doing right now. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. Just sit back and relax. We'll tell you what to think, where to go, what you can say and do. And we'll follow you just to make sure of that as well. And oh, by the way, we know exactly what you're doing. Number 56789, whatever your ID number is. The most significant scientific discovery since gravity has been hiding in plain sight for nearly a decade, and its destructive potential to humanity so enormous that the biggest war machine on the planet immediately deployed its vast resources to protect and to possess and to control it, to finance its research and development through agencies like the NIH, DARPA, and the newly created BARDA. BARDA. Advanced Research. Or, biological issues as well, right? Because it's getting to the point where DARPA has stretched its original brief of being advanced defense equipment. They have stretched it so far into the creepy realm. They've gone up to that creepy line that Eric Schmidt talked about and way, way over, folks, a long time ago. So, let's just come out and say, well, this is it's medical, it's biological. And, of course, it's to keep you safe. And just like the military-industrial complex and endless multiple foreign wars that have now been in place since 9/11, they're all there to keep you safe, right? A Canadian scientist, Derek Rossi, in 2010, purely by accident, found a way to reprogram the molecules that carry genetic instructions for cell development in the human body. Messenger ribonucleic acid, mRNA. And again, it was so significant that immediately Moderna, which used to pronounce their name Mode RNA, but it kind of got a little bit creepy. They wanted people not to really think about the fact they're going to be modifying your RNA, your DNA, if you will. And so they changed the way they pronounce it. The emphasis is on a different syllable. But let me tell you that they still have the same emphasis. This is a very radical approach. It is a very dangerous approach. And we should all be very concerned about this. A real important discovery here was that you could now use mRNA. And if you got it into the cells, then you could get the mRNA to express any protein in the cells. And this was the big thing. And as I pointed out before, it's not just the involvement of the usual suspects of DARPA. The people, you know, DARPA and the dark research, creepy research that's being done by the CIA and the defense and the Pentagon people. You know, same people that were heavily into the occult, trying to do, you know, remote viewing and all that kind of stuff. The people who created LSD because they wanted to do mind control. The people who had MK Ultra. You know, all these people. And now they're focused on other chemical means, but mainly on electronic means. So they went from chemical means like LSD to electronic manipulation. So you have DARPA looking at how they can selectively read your memories and then selectively erase them and then maybe even plant false memories in there. Yeah, we've gone straight into the Philip K. Dick branch of science fiction, but it's not fiction anymore. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars to read and to manipulate your mind electronically. And when you look at the technocrats like Elon Musk and his deep, troubling connections through several generations to this kind of stuff, bragging about how, yeah, I'll put plugs in, we'll read your mind, and, you know, this will be great. You just let us jack into your brain, and you'll be able to control your little iPod there. Isn't that super? Oh, great. Well, sign me up for that, right? I'll be able to watch movies. You'll be able to send me on trips, you know, like Total Recall. So it's gotten very dark. And at the very least, when I was talking about this at the beginning of this Operation Warped Vaccine at warp speed, I said, think about the fact that Moderna, mode RNA, has never gotten a product approved until now. And now they're going to rush out a vaccine because, of course, they don't have any liability here in the U.S. And they're all of these different vaccine companies, pharmaceutical companies and vaccine companies said, we're not going to mess with that. Moderna has never gotten an approved therapeutic or vaccine. Never been used. This has basically been an investment game. But now they're going to rush it. Why? Because Trump wants it. Operation Warp Speed. And not only that, but you've got other companies now jumping in that had never done this type of approach. And we don't know exactly what this is going to do. It's totally untested. But we've got some ideas. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us.
In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio, every blue state, every blue city is announcing that they are establishing emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover for an authoritarian takeover because they know the world's waiting to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes, but 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that.
InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're going to talk about ruthless America. All the different reactions, different angles about this. What's going to happen politically. But you might be interested in the fact that your government, without any checks from any of your elected officials, no checks from the Supreme Court either, your government is working on implantable biochips. Your government is working to force you to get a vaccine that's going to modify your RNA. You might be concerned about that. As early as 2006, DARPA was researching how to identify viral upper respiratory pathogens through a new program they called PhD. Love these acronyms. Predicting health and disease, as opposed to piled higher and deeper, which led to the creation of the agency's Biological Technologies Office, BTO. So they have proliferated all these different agencies and bureaucracies to the extent that biological warfare and these Orwellian dystopian technologies are proliferating as well. A dark budget, you don't see too much about this. But in 2014, they launched their in vivo nano program, IVN. And that was what you've now heard of, the hydrogel. Yes, hydrogel, nanotechnology that, quote, if it pans out with approval from the FDA, then consumers could get the sensors implanted in their core. to measure their levels of glucose, oxygen, and lactate. And, of course, you've seen the medical doctor who has talked a great deal about this. Nothing to be concerned about, right? It's just there to monitor you for your safety. Let's just put this nanotech in there. Not only that, but it's going to have a special injector to put it on the skin where it can transmit light-based digital signals through 5G. Oh, isn't that convenient? Once firmly implanted inside the body, human cells are at the mercy of any mRNA program delivered via this substrate, unleashing a nightmare of possibilities. Absolutely. You know, when you start talking about modifying RNA, modifying DNA and so forth, and you look at the involvement of NIH with DARPA and these other national socialist Nazi science programs that our government is running, these Operation Paperclip scientists who don't have any restraints on them, either by law or by morality. And we can, that's not even a conjecture. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's now a well-documented fact. And we always said, and I've been talking about this for 7-8 years, how dangerous it is to bring in already lethal pathogens, bacteria, viruses, and then to weaponize them, gain of function research, make them more deadly, more easily spread. And that's precisely what they did in the Tulane National Primate Lab. They brought in Burkholderia pseudomallei, something that was only found in two very isolated places on Earth that had a 45% case fatality rate. And they decided they would make it more lethal and more easily spread. And then they let it escape out of the lab. They had a biosafety level 3 lab. Typically they go up to biosafety level 4. That's the one in Wuhan where they created this virus. But they carelessly let the Burkholderia pseudomallei out into the wild with those primates. Don't know how that happened. They don't know how these other animals that they'd infected with gain of research function diseases, how they escaped from the lab. Don't know how those holes got in the suits and, you know, on and on and on. And so they shut all this stuff down. And Fauci and Collins decided that they would continue this anyway. They don't care about the law. They don't care about ethics. And when they released their research from UNC Chapel Hill, there were a lot of scientists who did care about ethics. They said, why are you still doing this? You were told to stop. Nothing good can come from this. This is a very dangerous eugenics program. And even worse, they're dealing with things here that I don't think they clearly understand. Even if you want to not attribute sinister eugenics motives to these people, they don't understand it. And when you go in and you start modifying the mRNA, you understand what they're doing with this mRNA vaccine is essentially the same thing that a virus does or that a cancer does, because cancers and viruses are very much related to each other. A virus is not a living thing like a bacteria. It's a fragment of RNA code or DNA code, that same type of DNA code. And it confuses the cell. The cell brings it in and replicates it, destroys itself, but creates a lot more copies of this in the process. And that is basically what cancer does to you. So at the very least, you ought to be concerned about the close relationship between virus and cancer and the mRNA approach. But it gets much worse. In July, a preliminary report funded by Fauci's NIAID and NIH on the mRNA vaccine. Got enough acronyms there for you? But you understand, right? That's Fauci's infectious disease program, the Nazi Institute of Health, NIH, and this mRNA vaccine. Now, they published this in New England Journal of Medicine. They concluded that the vaccine induced anti-COVID immune responses for all participants with no trial-limiting safety concerns identified. See, it's totally effective, they said, and safe. Well, they don't know it's going to be effective yet or not, according to the NIH, as they evaluate vaccines. They'll first do a little bit of testing for safety, but we skipped that. We skipped that. We're in a rush. We got politics to think about here. So he skipped the safety part, They don't know if it works. They're not going to do any challenge testing. That would be too obviously a violation of ethics and law. And so what they do to determine its effectiveness is they will look at a long-term epidemiological study of people who didn't get the vaccine and people who got the vaccine, and then they'll make a determination as to whether or not they think it's effective. But we talk about efficacy. That's only determined if somebody has a condition or disease and you get a therapeutic drug and then you look to see whether or not it works. And so they're looking at this, and when they say, they talk about the immune response, they talk about immunogenicity. Does it generate an immune response? And they say it does. And of course you can trust these people because New England Journal of Medicine is out there conspiring with these people saying, we need to rush these vaccines through corporations because we don't want any laws, because we don't want anybody to put out any due process challenges. That's the New England Journal of Medicine. Does that sound like medicine to you? Or does that sound like tyranny? Anyway, a month earlier, the NIH had claimed a joint stake in Moderna's mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, citing a contract that they signed way back in December of 2019. How about that? It's almost like they knew this was coming or something. Stipulating that the mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates are developed and jointly owned, quote unquote, by both parties. By both parties. Moderna disputes the federal government's position. See, they got a copyright issue, among other things, as David Martin was pointing out. Got a conflict of interest. You've got the NIH and Fauci fighting now a little bit with Moderna over who gets the money. That could possibly be our salvation. Because there's no honor among thieves or eugenicists. The only obstacle is a delivery system, which, though Moderna claims to be developing separately, is unlikely to get FDA approval before the federal government's own delivery system, the hydrogel. And also the DARPA-funded light sensor technology that works with 5G. And the FDA is going to approve that in early 2021. Meanwhile, HHS is currently investigating Moderna's patent filings, claiming it failed to disclose federal government support as required by law. It could result in the federal government owning 100% stake in this. But nevertheless, let's focus on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right?
It is now confirmed. Every organization affiliated with President Trump and his campaign is being attacked out of communist China in the biggest coordinated cyber attacks the planet has ever seen. Joe Biden has openly said China should run every facet of our lives. The Speaker of the House, Pelosi, has said that China wants Joe Biden. InfoWars is under dozens of different types of cyber attack a day. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And they're not even hiding that it's coming directly out of communist China. America is fighting for its life. Everyone that votes for Joe Biden is a stooge of communist China and an idiot trying to destroy not just their future, but our future. But no matter what happens in this election, the awakening and the chain reaction has begun and cannot be reversed!
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Remember, Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all of that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party's statements and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells Infowars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head. Might as well advertise it with Infowars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Got some positive movements by citizens, even though the federal government is not doing anything. State government's not doing anything other than looking at how they can continue this lockdown, keep us locked down while they add more things to this. But there is some movement at the grassroots level, and we're going to talk about that coming up. Before we get into that, I just want to remind you that our Prepare with Alex website and the specials that we have there, that we've set up through My Patriot Supply. We've got some great specials there right now. They're only going to last for another 6 hours. Another 6 hours. So make sure that you have prepared. And we've got basically three big specials there. Food, water, and fresh air. You think you need any of those things? You may need all three of those, as a matter of fact. I mean, if you're going to be locked into your house, make sure at least that you have fresh air inside. So we have $130 off of the Alexa Pure Breeze, something that my family and I love. We have one of those in our home. We also have big savings off of storable food. We have a 2-week plan, and you can save right now $100 off of that. And then finally, as part of this preparewithalex.com special, you'll find all those specials there at preparewithalex.com. Finally, we have a big discount on the Alexa Pure water filter. And it's not just the water filter, but it's also several backup filters as well. So it's going to keep you set for quite a while. This is something you should always be doing. You never know, and you many times cannot tell when there's been a chemical contamination in your water supply. I mean, if you're living in the city, you know that it's part of a daily routine that they're pouring chemical contaminants in there that you do not want to drink. And so you want to filter those out before you drink it. But when you're living off of a well, you never know when there's going to be a contamination in the aquifer as well. So you always want to make sure you do that. Right now, that package there with the filter and the entire unit and then four additional replacement filters and some other attachments there, you can save $170 off of that. So $170 off of the water filter, $100 off a 2-week supply of storable food, $130 off of the Alexa Pure, Alexa Breeze, and that is the air filter. Right now at preparewithalex.com. And I'll just remind you, at InfoWarsStore.com, we also have up to 60% off plus free shipping on many different items. We have Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. We have Prostaguard now back in stock, and both of them are discounted as well as free shipping. DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. We have the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, 60% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we will be talking about RBG and the fight and what is likely to happen with that, what has happened in the past, who's on the list and so forth, and the significance of all this. But I'll just remind you that it was, and I'll, credit to President Trump and his administration. This is a great thing that they did, putting a judge, and there's been about 300 judges. I hope they're as good as this judge that have been put in through the system under President Trump. I don't know. You know, it really is. You talk about these judge picks. It really is a Forrest Gump game. They're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And you've had some of the worst judges put in. By Republicans. You've had some of the best judges put in by some of the worst presidents. So they never know which way it's going to go. And we'll talk about that more when we get to the RBG. I keep getting that wrong. Yeah, we'll talk about not monitors, but monitoring the Supreme Court. And again, I'll remind you, and I've talked about this a couple of times last week, real quickly, U.S. District Judge William Stickman IV slammed down Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's pandemic lockdown. This has been picked up now by Reason Magazine, so I'll mention it again because it is now slowly filtering through the news cycles. I talked about it last week. The Constitution, said the judge, the Constitution cannot accept the concept of a new normal where the basic liberties of the people can be subordinated to open-ended emergency mitigation measures. He wrote, the Constitution sets certain lines that may not be crossed. Even in an emergency, actions taken by defendants crossed those lines. It is the duty of the court to declare those actions unconstitutional. He found that limits on gatherings run afoul of the First Amendment protections for assembly rights. It also, he said, stay-at-home orders violate the substantive due process guarantees of the 14th Amendment. And arbitrary business closures violate the due process and equal protection clauses of the 14th Amendment. The fact is, said the judge, that the lockdowns imposed across the United States in early 2020 in response to the COVID-19 pandemic are unprecedented in the history of our Commonwealth and our country. They have never been used in response to any other disease in our history. And let me tell you, there are so many other diseases that are so much more dangerous, both in lethality as well as in contagion. And we've never seen these kinds of ridiculous measures, these masks. These cloth masks don't do anything. You know that. As a matter of fact, Fauci knew that. The U.S. Surgeon General knew that. The CDC knew that. The WHO knew that. They all told us that. And then all of a sudden, they completely changed their mind, and we now have to obey them, right? Common sense should tell you that. Science does tell you that they're totally ineffective. And yet, that's what we have now. And this has become politicized. It needs to have, we need to have judges like this. This guy should be the top of the list or replacement for Ginsburg. Unfortunately, he's not even on the list. I haven't seen any other judge or elected politician lately talk about the Constitution and liberty, especially not in conjunction with the lockdown. By the way, let me just throw this out. For all of you in that are close by, in Lynchburg, Virginia, coming up on Wednesday, September the 30th, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association will be holding a constitutional training seminar for all sheriffs, peace officers, and public servants. Public health directors need not show up, and those kinds of bureaucrats. No, this is for people who are public servants and sheriffs and peace officers. They'll be talking about COVID-19 mandates, the powers and the duties of sheriffs, law enforcement, and public officials, the importance of the oath of office, And they'll be talking about gun control. It's going to be at 1971 University Boulevard, Lynchburg, Virginia. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., no registration required. I'll mention that again as we come up to it. That was sent to me. That's just an announcement, a public service announcement. Sheriff Mack there, maybe we'll get him on to talk about that if he can make it on. But folks, if you're in that area, this is where we really need to fight back. This is the appropriate response to these people. But here's another response, and I think it is also appropriate. Trafalgar Square, there was a big demonstration over the weekend, really freaked out the establishment there, because in the UK, as in the United States, we see the so-called conservatives joining with the statists. You have common cause there with Boris Johnson and Sadiq Khan to shut down these people. And, of course, the press is condemning them as well. But first, let's just play a little bit of a clip of what happened in Trafalgar Square, video clip number two.
Imperial College, check it online through social media. Isn't that scientific? They said there was a sequence, but no live virus. They called the genes the novel coronavirus. Like a novel, like a story, it's all made up. But remember this, it's as real as Santa.
Yeah, you can see the massive crowd there, the sea of people, not social distancing, not wearing masks. And you just heard the speaker say, they call it the novel coronavirus because like a novel, it's a made up narrative. And it is. And you have the Independent come out and say, Trafalgar Square protests, conspiracy theory. They keep using the word conspiracy. Conspiracy theorists clash with police at the Indy lockdown demonstration. Hundreds of conspiracy theorists just double down on it over and over and over again. Is it a, I just have to ask the Independent and these other mockingbird government shills, is it a theory that we have been locked down? Do you have any unproven theories about masks that you are locking us down with? Do you have an unproven vaccine? Are we the conspirators or are you for pushing things that are not proven? And demanding that we obey things that are not proven, that are not legal, that violate the essence of our humanity. No, you are the conspiracy theorist, Independent. You can throw that term around as much as you want. We'll throw it right back in your face. We're not ashamed of that anymore. Quite frankly, it's become a term of honor to be called that by these shills pushing their criminal conspiracies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day, looked up more than 60,000 feet, and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big Jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're just talking about the massive protests there in London against the lockdowns, the masks, and all the other restrictions. And so Prime Minister Boris Johnson steps it up. He has proposed a new set of draconian coronavirus restrictions, fines of up to £10,000 for breaching self-isolation. And he's joined by the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who is saying, yeah, we've got to go to a second stage, another lockdown. We need to have a 10 p.m. curfew for pubs and so forth and so on. Just like the United States, they give you the phony left-right paradigm. Oh, we got two different parties here, and it makes a big difference which one you vote for, right? Except that on the crucial issues like this, they're on the same team. It's just a facade to keep you busy, to make sure that you're fighting each other over politics while both of them agree on what they're going to do to you. Lockdown, destroy the economy and force a vaccine on you, set up full-on biometric identification and track you everywhere you go. And they all agree on that. That absolutely has to be up for your safety, of course. We need to have all of those measures. And so, you have to self-isolate after testing positive for coronavirus or for any coronavirus because, you know, any coronavirus, any cold, any flu will test positive. And any amount as well. You know, it can be a viral load that's not enough for you to get sick. But, you can't pass it on. You don't have any symptoms. But if you get a positive swab, you're going to have to go into quarantine or get a £10,000 fine. So far, there's been over 19,000 fines handed out by police in England and Wales, reports Breitbart. But over half of the fines have not been paid. and when Sadiq Khan came out saying, we've got to have another lockdown, we've got to shut down the pubs and so forth, he was joined by disgraced Professor Niall Ferguson. This is the guy at the Imperial College of London who put out that bogus claim saying that over a million were going to die in the UK, over 2 million were going to die in America and so forth. The one that was used by Fauci and Birx, those two very smart people that President Trump refers to them as, to basically gaslight Trump. You could excuse that 189 days ago. There's no excuse for it now. Why doesn't President Trump open up the country? Why doesn't he just go to full-on in-person voting? No. They want to have a contested election. That's all part of the plan as well. Both parties want that. They could easily stop this. But, you know, we go back and look at Ferguson and his Imperial College of London. Oh, how impressive that is. It's even more impressive that their antiquated Fortran program couldn't produce the same results twice. They were even called out on it at the time by the University of Edinburgh. This is garbage. Forget about your bogus assumptions that you modeled this on. You didn't even do the model correctly. You can't even crank out the same answer twice in a row. This thing's a random number generator.
The number's right here.
And so he has this guy who's been thoroughly discredited as a fraud, as an incompetent fraud. Sadiq Khan does a conference with him because, you know, he's still evidently he's got very, very impressive titles there. And you're not supposed to know anything about any of that or pay attention if you do know. Because, you know, they have all the science on their side. It's just they can't get the science to work out mathematically or anything. Yeah, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to talk about RBG. Hey, I got it right that time. America and the ruthless Democrats who want to set America on fire because their favorite antiquated tyrant has now died. RBG has died. Long live RBG, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world.
the globalists have a plan for total vertical integration. Absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, as we talk about this lockdown, as we talk about the vaccines and the tracking and the testing, and how all these things have are part of a different aspects of one central plan that comes out of the United Nations, the UN 2030 agenda. That's the time by which they expect to have this done. That's why they're tearing down our society right now, because they expect to have a new society in place by 2030. This has been the plan for a long time. It is a cycle of history, as we've talked about. Early in the 1990s, you had Strauss and Howe, fourth turning. Talk about, well, you know, sometime in the mid-2000s, 2007, 2008, they said, in 1992, when the book was published, I guess they wrote it in 1991. Sometime around then, there'll probably be some big economic disaster. And that will set off what has typically been for the last 500 years, a cycle of every four generations, about every 80 years, you have a restructuring of society. It's typically resulted in a more centralized society with less freedom. It is almost always accompanied by economic problems and unrest, and frequently accompanied by war. The previous fourth turnings, the last one we had was the Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, the Civil War. Prior to that, the American Revolutionary War, and on. They went back 500 years. I happen to think that this next one is going to be a real big one. I think we're going to have aspects of all three of the previous ones. I think we're going to have Great Depression, a World War. I think we're going to have a Civil War and a revolution here in America. That's what I think, frankly. And the society that they have planned for us, that they've been working on for well over 60 years, this true government of ours, you know, the real government is not the president, the Congress, or even the Supreme Court. The real government is the one that you don't see. The Morlocks there at the Pentagon, at the CIA, at the NSA, those Morlocks, if you want to use the terminology that H.G. Wells did. The ones underground with the dark budgets and the dark plans to set up a technocracy of genocide, eugenics, and complete control of the remaining population. And when we look at this, it's from those very people that we have seen. And, of course, they run this stuff through the Supreme Court, giving it, bypassing the 10th Amendment, bypassing state legislatures, bypassing the power of the people, dictating these things from Washington and from the unelected, unaccountable Supreme Court. A good example of what is happening here, you know, we look at the legacy of RBG and the Supreme Court. In the UK, secondary schools which fail to teach public students LGBT lessons will be penalized by inspectors. They have a British school regulator they call, I think it's pronounced Ofsted. A spokesman for that said the Department for Education's guidance makes it clear that secondary schools must teach about LGBT issues. Therefore, from next summer, if secondary schools do not teach about the protected characteristics. You hear that? Protected characteristics. They will receive a judgment of, quote, requires improvement for leadership and management, and there will be penalties involved with that. It's going to be enforced by law. What do we do about that? Do we hope that we're going to get some good Supreme Court justice in there that says, you don't have any authority to do any of that here in America? You don't have any authority to define marriage or define when life begins. You don't have any authority to tell a casino that it can remain open, but that a church has to close. You don't have the authority for that. Is that what we're pinning our hopes on? Because, you know, we just had a couple of justices that were appointed by Trump who said it's okay to open up a casino, but to close a church. This is how this always works out. You know, Jim Caviezel, who played in Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ, played Jesus in it. And he said, I got to play Jesus. He said, some of us love Peter or Paul, but there are many of us right now that are flat out Judases, okay? Or they're Pontius Pilates, or they're Pharisees, okay? He says, it's a bloody shame if you can't tell the difference between a priest, a bishop, or a politician. It's really sad. But this is what's called lukewarmness. And Christ has a very special place for them, and they know it. He was on Fox to talk about a film that's actually going to be opening up. Kind of interesting to see if anybody goes. If anybody does go, it'll be the Christians. Because the movie theaters, as they have opened up, they're finding nobody is here. This is a story from Zero Hedge. Movie theaters open up, but the audiences don't come. If you build it, they'll come. If you open it, they'll come. No, they won't. They're not going to Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet, so much so that the Hollywood studio is trying to hide the box office figures on that. And this is the issue, folks. It's the fear. The fear. That's why I said from the very beginning, it's not enough for President Trump just to call off Fauci and his dogs to take the knee off of your throat. President Trump has to put people in. If he can't tell us, if he can't say we've got nothing to fear but fear itself, if he can't say, keep calm and carry on, if he can't say, liberty is in peril, defend it with all your might, as Churchill did, both of those. Or as FDR said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. If President Trump can't articulate that, if he can't lead, then he needs to get some people in there who can lead and get those frauds like Fauci and Burks and Redfield off the stage. Matter of fact, as David Martin pointed out when I interviewed him last week, Fauci needs to be taken off in handcuffs. In handcuffs. And if you haven't seen that interview, he lays out the multiple ways that he could be taken off in handcuffs. But of course, Barr won't do anything but comment about even what the anarcho-communists are doing, or the anarcho-fascist, if you want to, whichever way you want to put these people. That's what Antifa really is. They're anarchist fascists or anarchist communists. Barr knows it, and the appropriate approach to take on this is not even anything that he's considering doing. It's the interstate and the global organizations that are funding this that the federal government needs to be involved in. That's where their duty lies. They're neglecting their duty, and they're virtue signaling about how they might do more centralization of the police. That, by the way, is why it's so important for people to take a look at the constitutional sheriffs. And I pointed out there's one that's coming up in Virginia on Wednesday. That's the appropriate approach at the local level. There is an appropriate approach for the FBI, for the Department of Justice to do, but don't count on them to do that. And of course, they're not going to protect our civil liberties from these public health inspectors. You understand how this whole sham is running, don't you? I mean, I have so many people that don't blame President Trump for the lockdown. He's taking credit for it at the RNC, in case you haven't noticed, as he pushes vaccines harder than Bill Gates ever has. Yeah, Bill Gates has put his hundreds of millions of dollars in, and President Trump has put in his tens of billions of dollars into rushing this new radical approach to vaccines. And it's an even worse approach than we've ever had from Bill Gates before. He's put in 100 times as much as Bill Gates, and he's using the military to push this out on people. I mean, they're not even counting that in the figure. But when you look at how this whole thing is rolling out with guidelines and recommendations, you understand how this is going, right? I mean, you've had public health officials, real public servants in Collin County, Texas, report on this months ago, saying, if we go by these guidelines and recommendations that are coming out of the CDC and the NIH, we're going to have 15 times the number of people that we really should be reporting as positive. Where are those guidelines and recommendations coming? It's coming from the federal government. The person, as we all know, who's behind this is the Fauci and the CDC and so forth. And yet it's President Trump who stands beside them, stands behind them, who elevates them on a platform. These guidelines and recommendations truly are coming from him. If you don't believe him, just look at how he was breaking his arm to pat himself on the back at the RNC and how the rest of the Republicans are pretending that this whole thing isn't happening.
There is a forced evolution taking place. The scientific ruling elite believe they are transcending to a silicon life form. While they are making this hypothetical, very dangerous transition that is guaranteed doomed to fail and create nightmares that are almost unimaginable, their plan for us is extermination or spiking the cannon. Like after a major war is done, you don't want those weapons used again, you get rid of them. We are being rendered into scrap metal right now. So think about all your ancestors, think about your grandparents, think about your parents, think about your children, think about the future, and ask yourself, are you really going to let a bunch of crazy mad scientists steal the future destiny of everyone and basically use us like guinea pigs to experiment so they can try to find cures to cancer and things, not for us, but for them? Bill Gates is the leader of this organization. Bill Gates is the enemy of humanity. Decide what you're going to do, America. Decide what you're going to do, humanity.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com. Real power comes from the grassroots, and real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars, they're going to shut you down, the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
orders, and lockdowns imposed by governments represent a watershed moment in the history of the modern state. This is an article by Ryan McMakin from the Mises Institute. You can find it on Zero Hedge as well. He says, it turns out that governments were indeed able to force a sizable portion of the population to abandon jobs, abandon religious practices, abandon their families, their extended families, and abandon community life in the name of flattening the curve. And here we are today, we're 189 days into this insanity. And he said this, make no mistake, many politicians would love to impose lockdowns again and indefinitely. After all, the power to micromanage the behavior of every business and household in the manner of a COVID lockdown is a power undreamed of by even the most despotic emperors of old. It is not a power a regime would abandon lightly. Now, I'll add to this what I've been saying for a long time. This is not a power that they just happened to fall into. This isn't just some bit of serendipity where they woke up and found they had absolute power over us. This is a plan. They've rolled this out for 20 years. They wrote these rules. They created this construct, and they were as deliberate about this as the New England Journal of Medicine is about how they're going to mandate vaccines. The New England Journal of Medicine saying, we're not going to create a law because that would invite due process challenges. So what we're going to do is we're going to have the corporations do this. So you can't shop, you can't travel, you can't have a job if you don't get a vaccine. That's the plan. That's the criminal conspiracy to take away our individual rights and our due process, our human rights, our God-given rights, and to pretend that they're not doing it. And the central federal government has been central to this. For decades, they've been planning this and putting this in place. The powers that they gave themselves immediately after 9/11, in that climate of fear, there was already a model for that. The Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, written a few months before 9/11, and then pushed out in the wake of 9/11. At the same time, they created another fake scare about anthrax, and they used that to push that. So, see, we've had 9/11 and we've had an anthrax scare. Something, as David Martin pointed out last week, they hadn't had any anthrax attacks for decades. Nevertheless, oh, they stockpiled this stuff and they created a narrative for it as well. It is a novel coronavirus. And they've been planning for this. This is, and they're not going to give it up because this is a plan. They've been working on this for a very long time. It's a plan to get a number on each and every one of you. It's a plan of massive depopulation and a plan to control the remaining survivors. Are the lockdown from COVID an election 2020 ransom note, writes John Tamney, realclearmarkets.com. And he has a quote from a West Coast health director who says, we don't realistically anticipate that we'd be moving to either tier two or reopening K through 12 schools, at least until after the election in early November. How many times have we heard this, right? Oh, the election is going to be the, you know, we can't do anything until the election. This isn't politics. Seriously? Can you seriously look me in the eye and tell me this is not politics? This is not science. It's not medicine. You don't know when a real disease is going to disappear. I mean, they've been making pronouncements about this stuff. And you don't know when if it's a real pandemic, you don't know it's going to disappear the day after the election. But if it's political, you know. What does November the 3rd have to do with reopening schools? Why would it be safer to reopen on the 4th of November versus the present? It's because it's political. It's far more political than the believers have previously felt comfortable admitting. If so, what is happening borders on child abuse. It is child abuse. Kids are being held hostage for an election. And I don't support holding them hostage in a school either. I always felt like I was being held hostage in school. And it was a lot freer than it is today. Nevertheless, folks, this is a criminal conspiracy of both parties. And that's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. This is political. It's not medical. I had a letter sent to me by a pastor here in Texas. He said, I thought I was being a good citizen and a caring pastor when I grudgingly closed our church for 2 weeks in mid-March in compliance with Governor Abbott's flatten the curve lie. In April, we had parking lot church for the first 3 weeks. It was meaningless concerning the virus because after the service, everyone got out of their cars and fellowshipped anyway. That's the kind of church you want to go to. So since April the 26th, we've had regular, normal services. No masks, no social distancing, no nothing. No one has gotten sick. Over half of our congregation is over 60. We hug, we shake hands, we sing, we act like normal people who love each other. That's the way you end this. Thanks to you and others, my eyes have been opened to the truth. I constantly share this truth with my congregation. He says, I will not comply with tyranny. I will speak. I will act. I will not stay silent in the face of evil. This is real leadership, folks. This is how we do it. One family, one church, one community at a time. From the bottom up, we're not getting any help at all from either party at the state and the federal level. They're the ones who have their knees on our neck. They're the ones who are pushing the lies, who continue to push the lies about a disease when it's all politics. It's all politics. And there's something much darker than just political careers at the end of all of this. And you need to understand how evil this is. The evil that they have planned for us. He goes on to say, I fear neither man nor death, for Jesus is the resurrection and the life. My greatest disappointment is in the men of our nation. Where is their courage? Where is their honor? Where is their backbone? The compliance to these ridiculous mask orders is disappointing at least, sickening at worst. Where are the real men who will say, I will not comply? I'm one of the few in this small town. I can't imagine the leftist cities. As we know, this would all be over if people would just go back to normal. If we, the people, would simply declare, it's over. It would be over. Which brings me to a car show that was written up by the Federalist. And it's a guy that he called a classic car Jim. His name is Jim. And he has been setting up a car show twice a year. When we come back, I'll give you the story about what happened at this. Very encouraging. We've got constitutional sheriffs who are having meetings. We got pastors who are standing up. We got people with car shows who are standing up. We're going to have to take our lives back. The new normal is only going to be taken back if we respect our lives, our decisions, our freedoms, and we take it back. Freedom is never given. It's always taken.
Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party statements and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells Infowars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head. Might as well advertise it with Infowars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back. Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence the people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the God of this world, Satan. They do not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger.
Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. Every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars. Pray for yourself. Pray for the children. Pray for the world. God bless you all. I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So the Drudge Report, it's become comical, quite frankly. Drudge has gone into CNN la-la land. But now he's reporting, London fears a second wave. And underneath it, cobra meets. I can't make this stuff up. Hey, old cobra. So, this is right. Hydra's going to meet. Cobra's going to meet. They're all getting involved in this. Madrid wants an army. Dutch record cases, a fresh surge in the USA, as Fauci said. So what do we do about this? I was just telling you, it's going to come from the bottom up. These people are all colluding with this novel that they have created. Let me give you another example of this. This is coming from the Federalist. Flyover folks sideline the coronavirus bureaucrats to enjoy a classic car show. And this article from the Federalist, he says, I recently met a gentleman, a classic car enthusiast, who's organized two car shows per year for well over a decade. He said, and he started talking about how he met him. You see that doorknob there on the picture there. A 1956 doorknob. I remember those. Really bizarre. And it goes right in the center of the door. And he points out, he goes, because of its position and its reduced leverage, it's considerably less effective than if it was installed conveniently. But it is a manufacturing workmanship of the time. It's solidly cast, it's polished, and it's overbuilt to last. And he said, so, you know, who cares if, you know, you could put it on the edge and, you know, you could do something that's less gaudy or whatever. He goes, it was the spirit of the time. Bold, flashy, utility be damned. Very much like the vehicles of this classic car show. And so he wanted to get this knob repolished, and that's how he found this guy who has a plating service and also runs these classic car shows. He said, Classic Car Jim, as I'll call him, Comey about his involvement with the car show in an effort to explain why he had a living room full of unawarded trophies. Every Memorial Day and Labor Day, Jim and two other volunteers bring hundreds of classic cars and trucks, hot rods, crazy hybrids and vendors to a mall parking lot along Denver's Central Colfax Avenue. He was lamenting about the post-COVID-19 hoops and hurdles the city was putting him through to get a permit for the then upcoming Labor Day event. First, he would be required to string more than half a mile of caution tape to delineate the perimeter of the event, the walking lanes within it, and the entries and the exits. Then he would need to arrange the vehicles in concise rows and ensure that walking traffic would proceed only in one direction throughout the event while maintaining occupancy of no more than 150 people within the perimeter at any given time. And then simultaneously enforcing social distancing and mask use. He and two other volunteers were somehow supposed to accomplish this themselves. This is very much like the list of absurd, over-the-top regulations that John MacArthur read. He said, oh, so people ask me, why don't we just comply with the regulations? Well, let me read you what the regulations are. For the longest time, we've had this never-stopping, always increasing red tape from the government. And it's just been weighing us down to the point that it was obvious that we're going to not be able to move at all. But then all of a sudden this year, they just stepped it up rapidly. You know, it's how you go bankrupt, said the Hemingway character. Gradually and then suddenly. And that's the way this Byzantine, bloated bureaucracy destroys life in America. Gradually, then suddenly and totally. And that's what we've seen the last 6 months, 189 days of this. More than 6 months. No help is coming from Washington. No help is coming from your state government. No help is coming from President Trump. No help is coming from any Supreme Court appointee that he puts out there. You're on your own, folks. Freedom is never given. They will always take it. And you have to take it back. So let me tell you what this guy did. He said food trucks, which by definition serve only takeout food, as Jim fruitlessly reminded the bureaucrat, would be required to supply tables and chairs in designated areas with caution tape to prevent any unmasked snackers from mingling with the crowd while spewing their virus-laced snow cone and funnel cake spittle. So Jim gave up trying to get a permit 2 days before the event. And then what happened? The owners of more than 100 of those classic cars and trucks, hot rods, and crazy hybrids arrived at the site anyway, joined by several food trucks and other vendors who spontaneously arranged themselves into semi-concise rows without the crucial assistance of either caution tape cues or bureaucratic oversight. And they held the show anyway. And see, this is what's happening. As I read to you in the previous segment, the pastor in Texas. He said, so we try to comply with, you know, we got a temporary, we got to make sure that we flatten the curve. We got to watch out for the numbers, right? And all the lies that were coming out from Abbott. But he's trying to be responsible, trying to be cautious. So they had parking lot church. Didn't matter after church. Everybody gets out of the car and go talk to each other anyway. And the same thing happened with John MacArthur. He said, you know, we were broadcasting from inside the church building. People started showing up, a few at first, and then every week more and more until the place was full. Same thing happened with this classic car show. The people just showed up. Not as many as before, but they showed up. So you had hundreds of classic cars and trucks. He said there was a higher than usual proportion of white hair and oxygen bottles in the crowd. And maybe 1 in 100 attendees wore masks. Spectators wandered about in random directions, closely passing one another, mingling in non-distancing groups, shaking hands, and breathing without official sanction. One kid had a runny nose. Two policemen, listen to this, two policemen wearing masks strolled the show, chatting with car owners and visitors who were neither wearing masks nor distancing, and they seemed disinclined to arrest anybody. And so Jim gave them each a trophy. They deserve it. Let me tell you, when we came back, as I said, when we came back and went through Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, there was a lot of old people with classic cars. A lot of white hair and oxygen bottles. And some of the people were cruising around on rented electric scooters and then sitting out there in front of their 60-year-old cars. They were the ones not wearing masks. You know who's wearing the mask? It really made me sad. The younger generation. Because this is a psychological training exercise. And if we don't take this back, if we as parents don't take this back, this is why the schools are so dangerous. The schools are how they shape the future. We used to understand the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. That is why the governments decided that they would start school. That's why they want to get the kids in school as close to the cradle as they can. Oh, well, you know, we'll start the kids at 6 years old. And as I pointed out many times, as I pointed out to my in-laws when they're giving us a hassle about one of my kids not reading at the time he was 8 or 9 or whatever, we didn't really care. We read to him. We knew he understood things. He was getting interested in a lot of different things, very well informed. He said, but he's not reading yet. I said, I don't care. He'll read when he's ready. And he did. He taught himself how to read. I had to teach the other two how to read. But he taught himself how to read. Woodrow Wilson didn't read until he was 9 years old. I don't like Woodrow Wilson, but he was a pretty smart guy. Corrupt as could be, evil, but he was smart. And he didn't read until he was 9. Became president of Princeton and before he became president of the New World Order. But look, you have to teach your kids. You have to instill these values. It's a lot more than just reading and writing. And guess what? If you're afraid of that, they're not teaching reading and writing in the schools either. You've seen that now because of school at home. You've seen the English teacher saying, well, my wheelhouse is to teach these kids about racism and about gender. And you know what they're teaching them about. And they're making them racist. They're making them gender confused. And I don't want those parents seeing this. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. That's why they went to kindergarten, a German invention. That's why they go to preschool, and they're going to get even further. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't empower humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all, the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to cover some of the information that's been sent to me by listeners. You know, it was always the case when you would look at the mainstream media that the best information would be found in the comments. That's why they pick them off. And some of the best information we find is information sent to me at davidknightshow@protonmail.com. davidknightshow@protonmail.com. And I mentioned that because one person who sent me email said, you know, I've sent you this several times and never did come back, but I just realized I was sending it to David Knight at Proton Mail. So he's getting a lot of your mail probably. DavidKnightShow@ProtonMail.com. And so let me tell you some of the stuff that we've gotten recently. As a matter of fact, before I do, real quickly, give a shout out to Gary and Gracie the Beagle. I thought this was funny. He says, I get up around 8:45 Eastern every day and I call my home phone from my cell, put the home phone in front of my speaker where I have your show on and go for a walk with Gracie the Beagle. I can hear you coming from my cell phone on my back pocket. I know it's not a good idea, but I enjoy the show. And so, hello to, Gracie the Beagle and to Gary for doing that. Thanks for doing that, Gary. Thanks for listening. But I had this letter sent to me, and I want to throw this out to all of you. And I'm going to go back through my archives on Twitter because I remember at the very beginning of this, I was so upset when this happened in April. I said, we've got to start, and it's not going to be something that's going to be picked up again, as we've seen now after 189 days. I didn't think it at the beginning of this that we're going to have anybody in Washington, any Republican, that's going to stand. The Democrats love this. This is what they've always dreamed of. And the Democrats have become the fifth column, the traitors in the movement to stab you in the back with all this stuff. And so we're not going to see a constitutional amendment. It's almost impossible to get a constitutional amendment put through anyway. And that's a good thing, frankly. But we've already got a constitutional amendment called the 10th Amendment and the 9th Amendment with it as well. The 9th and 10th Amendment means that we can address a lot of these problems, not at the Supreme Court, not waiting for Congress to do something or a president to do something. We have the power under the Constitution, but it's just laying there. We're not using it to fix this at the state and local level. And I say even at the local level. And so what we need to do is we need to talk about what we're going to do to stop these lockdowns. This is a power that they've now established. And if we don't stop this, if we don't break this stranglehold, if we don't get their knee off our necks, we'll never get it off if we let them establish this precedent. And so we need to start thinking about what we need to do and how we need to lay this out. And that means, yeah, we can try to do it at every level. You know, we can put it out there and see if any Republican has the courage to pick it up, or the integrity to pick it up, I should say. But I think we really need to do this at the local level. And we need to come up with a model for it. And we need to understand that we need to explicitly protect our informed consent. We don't need to get into all the details about which medical treatment. That's not any of the government's business. They should never intrude into the doctor-patient relationship. We shouldn't have health bureaucrats, let alone politicians, playing doctor. You get upset, and you rightfully should, about Bill Gates playing doctor. Well, I'm just as upset about politicians and bureaucrats playing doctor. It's nobody's business, and it hasn't been their business for a long time. It's one of the reasons why I supported medical marijuana, because I support people being able to take anything that they want. And if it works, great. We all learn from that. We don't have to have a federally unconstitutionally funded study to do this. People who want to take this risk, people who are dying from something, who are desperate for it, they want to try some particular treatment, it would accelerate the whole thing. And it's their choice. It's their choice. All these people say they're pro-choice. All they want to do is kill kids. They aren't pro-choice at all. We've now seen that. And so we have to understand that we have to prohibit the government from being involved. But we also, very importantly, have to prohibit the corporations from being used as a surrogate by the government and then say, well, I don't have anything to do about that. No, no, no. We have to stop that as well. The government should protect our God-given liberties and protect them from a corporation. Just the same, if a corporation is going to rob you of your informed consent, if they're going to take from you your human dignity and force you to get a vaccine in order to work or to shop or to travel, that is theft. It is robbery. The same as if they had hired a bunch of people with Walmart jackets to show up at your front door and rob you at your house. It is theft. They've gotten away with it with social media, the technocrats, and they've been supported by libertarians, by conservatives, and cheered by liberals. We the people have to stand up to this, because there is no help coming from any political party, any philosophical branch. But you know what this is. This is flat out tyranny. And the purpose in the Declaration of Independence, the purpose of government is to protect our liberties. And that means not just from the government. That means from corporations who are robbing you. And so in that line, I have this from a listener who says, my daughter and several other nurses have been threatened for their jobs if they don't take flu shots. My daughter works from home. The others are registered nurses at both hospitals. Essentially, there are new forms that they're going to have to sign for religious exemption. And it's going to make it really hard for them to prove that they are legitimate. The hospitals even have hospital attorneys reviewing them and deciding if they're good enough or not to give them an exemption. All RNs and my daughter are extremely upset. What can you recommend to them? And as I said, we've got to start to set up these procedures. There is nothing right now, no politicians that are standing up to do this. And they've now instituted this idea that any health bureaucrat can suspend the Constitution. The only person I've seen stand against this is that one judge in Pennsylvania, Stickman. Nobody else is saying that. We have to say it. We have to say it. Nobody's going to protect you and your family. We have to do this. And I'll open up the phone lines and take some suggestions from you coming up in the next hour. But she said, since my daughter is Catholic, we can get a father here who will advocate for her personally on the COVID vaccine because it's got baby parts in it, but he can't protect her from a flu shot. Well, they'll say that they can make that determination whether or not it's there or not. But they've hired lawyers to basically review that. And then we've seen the same thing happen with the airlines. Remember, we had people who said, well, I have a health issue. Oh, you do? Well, I've hired a medical expert who's going to interview you on the phone and determine whether or not you have a medical excuse. Really? Really? You're going to do an examination over the phone to determine that? That's the way this is rolling out. Another listener says, in Nevada, Nevada is now the seventh state to quietly reverse their decisions to block hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, for COVID-19, physicians in Nevada can now once again prescribe it as they deem necessary. Isn't that nice? And you're not going to find that out in the major mainstream media here. That's the stuff that they're keeping behind. Meanwhile, we have a former FDA director says he expects at least one more cycle of COVID-19 before the vaccine approval. Imagine that. And now it's being fulfilled on the Drudge Report. Let's play the clip, video clip number 6.
Well, I think we have at least one more cycle with this virus heading into the fall and winter. If you look at what's happening around the country right now, there's an unmistakable spike in new infections. And you're also seeing declines in hospitalizations that we were achieving starting to level off. I would expect them to start going up again as well. There's about 15 states where the positivity rate is 10% or higher, which is deeply concerning. There's about 30 states where the RT, the rate of transfer, is above 1, meaning they have an expanding epidemic. So right now we're seeing a resurgence of infection. Now, whether or not that's a post-Labor Day bump and we'll start to level off, or this is the beginning of a resurgence heading into the fall and the winter, it's unclear, but I'm deeply concerned
as
we head in.
It's called cold and flu season because people are staying indoors, the weather gets colder. And coronaviruses, which this is one of, and they can't tell the difference between this coronavirus and any of the others, are going to increase. This is why we had to shut this down this summer. Instead, they let this go because they wanted this to happen. Of course, they want to do a lockdown. This is all predicted. All predicted. Folks, it's going to get really bad after this election. That's not when the lockdowns are going to end. That's when the revolution is going to begin. You want to make sure that you're prepared. And we've got a sale, and it's only going to be lasting for about another 5 hours now at preparewithalex.com. We've got some great specials on storable food, $100 off right now. I mean, we were so backed up on storable food a couple months ago. Now people have been lulled into a false sense of security. But it's going to step back up again. And we're going to have, with another lockdown, we're going to have other things that are going to be coming up. So take a look. Make sure you're protected with storable food. And we've also got some other sales at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off plus free shipping. That's what funds this program. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've got some bad news for you, then I've got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So, pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars. Spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much. Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome Welcome back. I was just saying I need to go back into the archives and take a look at when I was upset about this. I said, you know, we need to just have some kind of a constitutional amendment or laws at the local level because, you know, it's almost impossible to get a constitutional amendment through. But, you know, we could try to get an amendment to state constitutions, and then we could, along with that, enforce the forgotten Ninth and Tenth Amendment. We could also put laws in to shut down the laws that were passed with the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, written just before 9/11, pushed out to everybody right after 9/11. You know, because I've said many times, two false flags, one plan. But I said I'm going to have to go back and take a look at this. Dan did this during the break. Thanks for doing this, Dan. Going back to May the 24th, 2020, I said this plandemic is the beginning of a new tactic to destroy liberty and the Constitution. Here's an idea for legal amendments. Please give me your comments so we can get this going. I'm going to revive this tweet. But here's what I proposed. I said the natural right of each person to decide what food, drug, or medical treatment is appropriate for personal use shall not be limited, infringed, or denied by any law or any government official acting under color of law. Neither shall any food, drug, or medical treatment be forced upon a person without their consent. Now, why couldn't we get both left and right to agree with that? And out of the people comment and obviously saying, yeah, you got to make sure you got corporations in there too. So, yeah, we need to put something in there saying corporations and employers shall not intrude on the doctor-patient relationship with mandates either. We need to get something like this going, folks. When we look at, and of course, I played that clip for you from the former FDA director. That was Scott Gottlieb. And Scott Gottlieb, before he left, was pushing mandatory vaccines a year ago. Imagine that, you know, about the same time that, about a year ago, shortly after he left, we had President Trump saying, yeah, you know, MMR, they got to get the shots. They got to get the shots. No, we don't, President Trump. Show me your authority under the Constitution. Tell me I got to get a shot. You don't have it. Read the thing you swore to. He's got about as much fidelity to the Constitution as he did to his three wives. He swore to things with them as well, didn't he? That's one of the reasons why it's important to have people of moral backbone and fiber, because if they lie to their wives, they will lie to you. And we've been lied to. So this guy who's pushing mandatory vaccines, now he's like, oh, there's going to be another surge here. They're all saying the same thing. And they're pushing out this vaccine. And there's no bigger pimp for the vaccines than that guy right there, Donald Trump. He is pushing this out as if his life depended on it. Maybe it does. Maybe that's the mandate he's been given. Maybe they showed him the pictures of JFK and said, you push this stuff out there right now. I don't know why he's doing it, quite frankly. It makes absolutely no political sense for him to do this, to push this vaccine out. I've had multiple people now send me pictures of facilities that they're working on, sent me plans. And I'm not going to show these plans because I don't want to get them in any trouble. I'm not going to mention their names or what states they're from. But one of them sent me, had a couple of them send me pictures of this, the blueprints, the description, 2020 model phlebotomy vaccination facility, 11 feet, 8 inches by 60 feet modules, nominally 12 by 60. And no insignias and so forth. And so they're essentially creating these large single-wide trailers. They're rushing to have 23 units done within just a week. They're adding more to this order. If we complete them within the week time frame, they're paying $50,000 per single-wide. The only code they're worried about is electrical. It's kind of weird. They said they don't care what kind of materials we use. He says, update, I found out that the government paid for this, not the military. They're rolling this stuff out, folks. You need to be concerned about it. We'll be right back.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control.
But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about what everybody else is talking about now. Let's talk about RBG, Ruth Bader Ghan, and the ruthless fight that is developing. Let's begin with video clip number four. We have Michael Moore calls on Americans to get out in the streets and to be ruthless. Well, they are ruthless, literally now. Video clip number four.
I think that that is just so crucial right now. We haven't honored her first request yet. From 50 years ago. We still haven't taken our feet off women's necks. That's why they're so anxious to get in there right now and get this justice, this right winger in there and,
we're all locked
and
down,
get
Michael.
Rid of Roe v. Wade, because that's what they want.
Yeah.
Keep the feet on the necks of women. And, and whether it's that, whether it's women still aren't paid the same as men, we still don't have an equal rights amendment. Can you believe that? The only democracy on the planet that doesn't have some form of law or constitutional writing that says women are equal to men. We still don't have that. So we have to honor her first request. We need to honor this second request. And people can, you who are watching this, you do have power. Don't think that, oh, Trump, they always win, these Republicans. They do win a lot because they're good. They're good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They are relentless. They are relentless. We need to be relentless. Or as I saw one protester sign in front of the Supreme Court there today, it said, we must now be ruthless because we are without Ruth. So now we must be ruthless.
Yeah.
We must do what she wants us to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, what do you say to that? We got to get the government's, you know, knee off the necks of women. Their knee is on the neck of everybody, men, women, and children. But he doesn't pay any attention to that. They're about to stick a radical new mRNA vaccine by force into our arms, but they don't care about your choice. These people are not pro-choice. They don't care about women. Half the babies they destroy, and, you know, the great thing that RBG gave us was to defend abortion? Seriously? You know, she didn't even write Roe v. Wade. All those people are now dead and answering for what they did. No, they don't strangle the babies. They rip them apart. And, you know, they've got a lot of orders from Fauci and Francis Collins about which organs they would like to have as well. Special orders. And they do that by special order as well. Now, that's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about here. I have a real, you know, I understand she's a human. I understand she's, you know, had a family and so forth. But let's understand what is really involved here and the epic crimes that these people have covered up. But let's also understand that, you know, these Democrats have been ruthless in a number of different ways. They've been ruthless for quite some time. And the saddest thing I think about all of this is not that a powerful person has died. You know, like grass, every powerful person like grass will wither and like smoke, they will vanish, just like the rest of us. That is the common thing here. But what is really amazing is to see this post. I mean, people are asking, is this really real? You've all seen the viral video. And in case you haven't, let's just play it and just think about how sad this is. That first of all, this woman is this focused on the meaning of her life being dependent on some Supreme Court judge. That is the most pathetic thing about this. And we see this from people on both the left and the right, frankly. And I think that's a really sad thing. But of course, understand also, she's doing this on TikTok. She wants to perform for people. She just happens to be a very bad performer. But I think there's a genuine angst underneath this. She came back and said, no, this really is real. This is really the way I feel. This is the way they've been conditioned. This is an important part about all of this stuff. Social media from the very beginning, it's not a coincidence, in my opinion, that the first reality TV show was called Big Brother. And that they used that to predictively program people who wanted to share everything about themselves to create a life log, if you will, because that's what DARPA called it before Facebook took over. They called it a life log, but you put everything out there that you think because you think you're going to somehow become a celebrity. You know, the people that were on the Big Brother program in the UK, they didn't have any accomplishments. They were just, the only thing they did was they became exhibitionists. And they exhibited everything in their life. And then they got celebrity out of that. And so it's like, oh, well, if you do this on Facebook and social media and TikTok, oh, you'll be a celebrity. Well, she's a celebrity now. She got her 15 seconds of fame. Let's play her 15 seconds of fame. Video clip number 3.
Holy you guys! I'm driving in a car, but I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died! Could this year get any worse? Ruth, you just had to make it to 2021!
There you go. Okay, well, you know, we now have hatred joining fear, don't we? That's what America has begun. We've now had these two emotions ramped up in 2020 and joining, and I think the perfect moment of this is what's going on right now with RBG. You know, the saddest thing about this is that none of these people even pause for a second. You know, it is the despair of the left that we've had a very powerful person in government, unelected, unaccountable, has now died. And so the left is in despair and the right is in hope. Is that really what this all depends on? Do our lives really hinge around who the Supreme Court justices are? I would suggest to you, if that's the case, then we are unhinged. We are as unhinged as that woman that you just saw right there. Don't even pause to think for a second about your own mortality and the fact that you, like RBG, will stand before a Supreme Judge one day. And these are the people who just recently, and she was part of this, you know, we've had the Supreme Court intrude itself and define when life begins. They've defined marriage. They've had all kinds of unconstitutional interferences and mandates, usurping power everywhere. Just recently, the same Supreme Court with our BG, I have to think about that every time. It's a hard habit to break. But this same Supreme Court just told a casino they could open, but a church couldn't in the same state, in Nevada. You know, when you stand before the Supreme Judge, are you going to say, well, the government told me I had to do this. Yeah, the government told me I had to put these people in prison. The government told me I had to put them in the gas chamber. Government told me I had to shoot them in the back of the head. The government told me I had to go to this foreign country and kill people without any reason. The government told me it was okay to kill babies. You know, we had Son of Sam said a dog told him it was okay and he had to go kill people on the street. The Son of Sam, the mass killer. Let me tell you something. These Supreme Court justices have no more authority than a dog to tell you what to do. And you will be held accountable if you follow this approach. And the saddest thing about all this is the fact, again, they don't realize, they don't see their own mortality in this. But the idea that we think that we're going to fix this country by electing a president who's going to appoint the right kind of Supreme Court justice, who as some kind of a benevolent dictator is going to fix everything in society. It's that idea that everything needs to be done in Washington and that the Supreme Court needs to intrude itself into every aspect of our life. It's that very idea, which is held by both the left and the right as they're fighting over this. They both believe this. And that idea, that central idea that is held by the masses, left and right, is what is destroying this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio, every blue state, every blue city is announcing that they are establishing emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover for an authoritarian takeover because they know the world's waiting to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
It couldn't have been scripted any better. That's because it was completely scripted, and we even know the names of the United Nations, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, and John Hopkins documents. We have the script, just like you'd have for a Hollywood movie. And it's designed to freeze civilization and have a post-Renaissance stagnation or new dark age and a total consolidation of all wealth and power in the hands of the kleptocratic post-humanist. The magnitude of this is unfathomable, but you can see all the check boxes of tyranny are being marked carefully, every I dotted, every T crossed, a total societal vertical integration, takeover, medical tyranny, total surveillance. The big tech heads, on average, have had their wealth go up 35% in the last 8 months. And of course, Jeff Bezos has basically doubled his. Everyone is being forced onto their system, the post-human robot takeover. You're being made obsolete. The party was not going to go on forever. All the welfare, all the entertainment, all the decadence was only designed to get people domesticated, dumbed down, selfish, and most importantly, isolated. And now that most of the population is selfish, isolated, and very, very dumbed down and ignorant, the New World Order is making its move. And they are now going to weaponize the giant masses of foolish followers who believe they just follow orders, they'll get another little piece of grain, like when the chicken pecks at the lever. And then all that they're really going to get is the noose tightened around their foolish neck. Those of us that are aware and informed can laugh at the massive slaves, but remember, they are a dangerous weapon pointed at our throats, and so we've got to save them to save ourselves. And to do that, we've got to expose the globalists. We've got to take it to them politically and absolutely annihilate them with the crimes that they've actually committed. Expose the enemy now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
what's going to happen with the Supreme Court situation? Apocalypse Now, Rice LifeSite News. America braces for a bitter Supreme Court confirmation fight just weeks before the election. And again, as I said before, we should be fighting against the Supreme Court, against judicial supremacy. And the Supreme Court is a very embodiment of what is wrong with judicial supremacy. Before this lockdown and the escalation against our individual liberties in the Constitution, I used to end the program by saying, oh, and one more thing, we need to stop judicial supremacy. The idea being that was the sign-off by Cato in the Roman Senate. Every time he would talk about any subject, he would finish by saying, oh, and one more thing, Carthage must be destroyed. Let me tell you something. The Supreme Court is to America what Carthage was to Rome. It is our nemesis. It is our greatest threat. Now we have a full court press from both parties to shut down and to take everything that we have. But we must understand where this is coming from as well. And so now what we see here as we look at what is coming up, let's just begin with the back and forth, all the phony outrage from the political classes. Let's just call this the supreme hypocrisy. If we go back and look at it, CNN, Fox News are all pointing out, well, you know, this political party said just the opposite a couple of years ago, and they said just the opposite going back to 1992, for example, right? Scalia died in February of 2016. At that point, Obama decided that they were going to put in, fill the vacancy, and they were going to replace a conservative with a liberal. The Republicans weren't going to have it. And McConnell said at the time, the American people should have a voice in the selection of the next Supreme Court justice. Therefore, this vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president. And they referred back to, wait for it, Joe Biden. The Biden rule, Joe Biden, 1992, said on the Senate floor, he said, and it was at a time when there were no vacancies to fill in the Supreme Court. He said, quote, once the political season is underway, and it is, action on a Supreme Court nomination must be put off until after the election campaign is over. So that was Biden in 1992. But then you have Biden in 2016 saying the president has a constitutional duty to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat and to put Merrick Garland on there because he liked Merrick Garland. Just like Henry Kissinger, you know, famously said, they don't have any permanent allies. We have permanent interests. These people have no principles. They just have political interests. Political interests. They'll flip. And so at the time, you had Mitch McConnell say, no, we'll wait. Now Mitch McConnell is saying the opposite. At the time, Biden was saying, we got to do it now. Now Biden is saying, no, we got to wait. And in 1992, he said, we have to wait. So, you know, which incarnation of which Republican or Democrat senator you pick, it just happens on, as I said, they have no principles. They just have political interests. Obama has waded into this. Obama says, you shouldn't do this until after the election. You shouldn't fill Ginsburg's seat until after the election. So 4.5 years ago, when Republicans refused to hold a hearing or an up or down vote on Merrick Garland, they invented the principle that the Senate shouldn't fill an open seat on the Supreme Court before a new president was sworn in. No, they didn't invent that. That was the Biden rule. That goes back to 1992. That was your vice president who said that, Obama. They were just going by what he said back then. Leaders from both parties are now under fire for previous statements about Supreme Court nominations, reports Fox News. That's the headline. And then, of course, we got Lindsey Graham saying that he will back Trump in any effort to move forward on the RBG vacancy. Lindsey's in a tight spot here. Lindsey's got a real challenge in terms of his reelection. And I don't know, perhaps this will help him, but he's pointing out that Harry Reid changed the rules to allow a simple majority vote for circuit court nominees. And then he said, going back to the Kavanaugh thing, they tried an assassination, public assassination of this guy, of his character and everything else, destroy his life, Chuck Schumer and his friends in the media. And so he goes, so they've engaged in all this stuff, and we're going to do this now. Ginsburg's dying wish was not to have Trump choose her replacement. Oh, so we should abide by her dying wish? Well, you don't get that, frankly. You don't get to pick when you die, and you don't get to pick what happens after you're gone. And frankly, there was a real simple thing that she could have done, as Red State points out. She could have named her successor if she wanted to. All she needed to do was to do what Anthony Kennedy did and had the foresight to do, and that is to step down. But when she was had a lot of liberals imploring her to do that, her ego took control. She said, who could possibly do this job better than I could? Well, that's what happens when you get this. But I think the Babylon Bee sums up the process pretty succinctly. Senate Democrats demand the Supreme Court nominee not be unduly influenced by the U.S. Constitution. That, of course, is a satire, but not much of a satire, frankly. Time and time again, we find progressive laws getting struck down. They quote Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying, and it's always, always the ones with the constitutions against us. These right-wing judges don't think for themselves. They just do whatever the Constitution says. And it's time for that to end. Well, actually, it ended a long time ago. We need judges to be advocates of progressive laws, they quote Elizabeth Warren as saying. Not people who will bow to the whims of the Constitution, pitting its extremist values of freedom of speech and freedom of religion against our agenda. And Cory Booker, we're sick and tired of the Constitution sitting in the National Archives and manipulating everything that we do. Well, of course, that's all satire, but not by much. Frankly, and I've mentioned this before, I remember the Clarence Thomas hearings. And the person who was leading the opposition against him was none other than Joe Biden. And it was it was such an amazing thing. We were traveling the entire length of the Blue Ridge Parkway, and I was going as fast as I possibly could in my sports car. And it was open, so I could, you know, pretty much go as fast as I wanted to. My wife remembers it. I remember the I remember the NPR hearings, listening to it live and listening to Joe Biden attacking Clarence Thomas because he believed in the idea of natural rights, which is the foundation of the Declaration of Independence and the foundation of America. I was just absolutely stunned with that. Now, my wife remembers it for other reasons. She remembers it probably because I just about drove off the side of the mountain when I heard that. But, Ginsburg is now going to be immortalized as a statue in Brooklyn. Finally, we have a statue that we, the rest of us, can deface. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at band.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So let's take a look at the process that's going to be coming up here and why this is going to play into the election as well, obviously. This morning as I was getting coffee, I saw President Trump on Fox and Friends, and they were talking to him about how it's going to be a woman, and Ainsley said something to him. President Trump said, well, I can nominate you, Ainsley. You don't have to be a lawyer. See, the only requirement is that you be a woman right now. Now, he didn't say that. I said that, but you know that's what the case is. We have nine dark lords who are instantly corrupted by this ring of power. That's why I call them the Nazgul. It's a good approach, a good metaphor that was put out there by Tolkien in Lord of the Rings. You know, there's a lot about that ring of power and how power corrupts people. You know, with this Boromir, with these nine dark lords. Oh, yeah, we're going to use it for good. We're going to use this power for good. We're going to, let's get our dictator in there. Let me tell you something. If you accept the principle that the Supreme Court can fix everything that's wrong in your life, then the Supreme Court has the power to make everything wrong in your life. And that's the side of the coin that we've been seeing. Regardless of which political party you are identifying with, understand that when you support a benevolent dictator, you have established the principle of dictatorship, and you're not going to wind up with a dictator who is going to be benevolent to you in the long term. As a matter of fact, most of these dictators, doesn't take long for them to turn to the dark side themselves. So President Trump is saying it's, quote, most likely going to be a woman. Well, of course it will be. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that the identity politics pick is going to be bad. As I said, you know, we had Clarence Thomas, who was an identity politics pick. They picked Clarence Thomas because they had a black Supreme Court Justice, Thurgood Marshall, who was very, very liberal. And so they came up with Clarence Thomas, who I think has been one of our best justices. Began, as I pointed out, you know, with Biden attacking him because he supported the principles of the Declaration of Independence, the foundational principles of America, that we have natural rights, that our rights don't come from government. They're not government-granted privileges, but they're there as part of our humanity. They're God-given rights, as it says in the Declaration of Independence. And for that, he was attacked by Biden. Biden didn't really come after him for the nonsense with Anita Hill, and it was absolute nonsense. She didn't accuse him of anything other than some remarks that nobody else witnessed. Now, she didn't even accuse him of doing the types of things that we had credible accusations from many, many, many people about Bill Clinton. And within just a couple of years, Anita Hill was defending Bill Clinton after she had accused Clarence Thomas of some offhand remarks that nobody witnessed. She was defending Bill Clinton for violent sexual assault and rape, not to mention all of the other crimes of corruption. Yeah, Anita Hill and all of these radical feminists came to Clinton's rescue, trashing anybody else, just like Hillary Clinton did. So when we go back and we look at Clarence Thomas, again, he turned out to be a great pick. And quite frankly, I don't think George H.W. really wanted a conservative there. When you look at his other appointment, David Souter, that was really somebody that's more like ideologically like George H.W. Bush. A big government closet statist. And instead he got, you know, a conservative. Who knew? Like I said, you know, it's like Forrest Gump. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. We got Samuel Alito, a Hispanic. He got to the top of the list because he was Hispanic, but also one of the reliably conservative justices. So could we have a reliably conservative woman replace RBG on the Supreme Court? You know, got to have a woman in that seat now. Why? Why do you have to do that? I mean, you ought to put Stickman in there. He actually talks about the Constitution of Liberty, but he doesn't wear a skirt. He could identify as a woman, though. Wouldn't that be something? What if he became a conservative transgender? Would that mean that President Trump could appoint him to the court? I mean, they're wearing robes anyway. Who knows what he's got under his robe? Could be a dress, could be pants. We don't know. But you look at the other appointments. You look at what Reagan appointed, right? First, he came up with Judge Bork, and that was probably the most contentious hearing. And so then he kind of caved, and he put in Kennedy, and he put in O'Connor, two very liberal justices from Reagan. This is why when we look at this as, you know, well, we got a conservative president or a president that I support, and they're going to appoint somebody, and we know how that person's going to turn out. We've already seen Kavanaugh as well as Gorsuch go off the rails in terms of religious freedom, even in terms of this lockdown, the most egregious violation of our individual liberty in the Constitution I've seen in my lifetime, without a doubt. And so we have a lot of people that are suggesting different women to go into this woman's chair on the Supreme Court. Where's that in the Constitution? We got a professor writing an op-ed piece on the Hill, Emerson College professor Roger House. He calls for Biden to nominate Michelle Obama to the Supreme Court. This is an article we have at Infowars.com. He says in his op-ed piece, what it means is that the Biden campaign cannot simply propose to nominate a woman of traditional qualification for the court. Well, it can't just be a woman. Okay, it's got to be somebody who has racial and gender justice with them, right? He said, we got to make history now. And it must spotlight a woman who embodies the dream of the civil rights movement. So it's got to be somebody who would advance racial and gender justice. Well, let me tell you, even if Biden were to nominate Michelle Obama, I don't think she wants to do it. She wants to be president. Why do you think we have Biden in there as the presidential nominee? Because they want to hold it open for Michelle to run in 2024. I don't think she would accept it if nominated, and if passed, she would not serve because she's got her eyes on a bigger prize. Biden, meanwhile, is not releasing a list of Supreme Court contenders. Trump has added to his. He's got a lot of senators on there. Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Mike Lee, and so forth. And then there is, you know, I guess maybe because he's on the list, Ted Cruz is playing nice with everybody. He praises RBG as one of the finest justices ever. He says, when I was clerking for Chief Justice William Rehnquist, stop right there, the Rehnquist court. Well, okay. He says, she was always a very careful lawyer, very intellectual, you know, but he does point out that values matter, that the Constitution matters, that's what people want. And he says, it's a question of checks and balances. In order for the Supreme Court nomination to go forward, you have to have the president and the Senate. See, that's not the real check and balance. That's not the check and balance. The check and balance is not just, you know, these different branches in government, because they've all acquiesced to the judicial supremacy. You know, the check and balance is not to say, well, we have to have the president and the Senate concur on who the next dictator is going to be, and then we just all fall in line under what they have to say. That is not a check and balance. The check and balance is that you have different branches of government that are supposed to check each other. The reality is that Alexander Hamilton said the Supreme Court is the least dangerous of these because it doesn't have the ability to enforce any of its edicts. And that was what Andrew Jackson said. And that's the right way to look at this. But they not only divided power between these different branches, but they also divided it between the federal government, the states, and we, the people. And we, the people in the states, have given up everything to them. We've had the Congress abdicate all authority to the permanently entrenched bureaucracy, as has the presidency of both parties. So that's not real checks and balances. We need to bring those back. But when we look at what is coming forward, and we'll look at that briefly coming up, we'll take a look at the Supreme shenanigans and why this is going to matter for this hotly contested revolution that we have coming up, because it's not an election, it's going to be a revolution. They want this to be contested, and they would love to have this be a situation where there is no resolution even in the Supreme Court, where it is tied 4-4, because that's where this election is going to probably wind up.
I've got some bad news for you, then I got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So, pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars, spread the word, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications of COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Real power comes from the grassroots. And real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down with a long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Even though the ship is sinking, don't forget to tip the band. It'll only weigh you down, so spend it while you can. You're reaching for a float, so use the other hand. The boat is taking water, don't forget to tip the band.
I love that song. By the way, that was sent to me, David Knight Show at Proton Mail. That's from somebody here in Austin. The band is Johnny McGowan's Rugged Gents. You can find that full clip on YouTube, and it's very funny. Tip the band. Yeah, the ship is sinking, so you're not going to need that money, so go ahead and tip the band right now. And I think that pretty much describes where we are here in America. The ship is sinking, so go ahead and tip the band. You better, however, also prepare for what's coming. And as I mentioned before, we've got just the final hours of PrepareWithAlex.com sale, and we have $100 off of a two-week supply of storable food, as well as $130 off of the Alexa Pure Breeze, as well as $170 savings off of an Alexa Pure water filter and multiple replacement filters. Folks, take a look at that and prepare, because the ship is sinking. You better start investing in some things that you get some life rafts here too. While you tip the band, make sure that you also have some life preservers and food, water, and even fresh air. If you're going to be locked inside, are things that you need to be preparing for. So I want to talk about Supreme Court shenanigans again. You can find all that at preparewithalex.com, and we got some great specials by the way as well at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off and free shipping, many different items. But the Prepare with Alex sale is going to end, and you find that at the particular website we set up, preparewithalex.com. That's going to end in about, I think it's now 16 hours or something like that. So take advantage of that while you can, because the ship is sinking. So make sure you tip the band. Good job, Johnny. I like that song a lot. You know, I just real quickly before we get into the Supreme Court thing, it was last week that I talked to Jason Goodman, who's being sued by the Emmy Association. He talked about how the guy who's now running the Emmys, his father was one of the people who sold us that whole JFK thing, part of the media selling that. And they're coming after him for parody, trying to criminalize parody, and then even telling him, no, you can't represent yourself in this harassment lawsuit. And so, you know, the Emmys... again, basically, Jason Goodman, if you want to see that, crowdsourcethetruth.com, he created a crony award, which is a parody of the Emmy Award, and so they decided that they would sue him for that. Who knew? They had the 72nd Emmy Awards last night. I'll tell you this because I don't think anybody watched it, and if you did, you got to see Jimmy Kimmel and Anthony Anderson chanting Black Lives Matter. That's what passes for, quote-unquote, entertainment now. But let's take a look at the Supreme shenanigans coming up with this Ginsburg replacement. The Democrats, as NBC News is correctly pointing out, face limited options to stop Trump from replacing Ginsburg. There's not much they can do to stop a nomination. Senate Republicans have a 53-47 majority. And they abolished the filibuster for Supreme Court nominations in 2017, which is basically a continuation of the rules for judges that have been put in place by Harry Reid. They can confirm a new justice even if they lose three of their own members and win zero Democrats. If they had a tie, they've got Vice President Pence to cast a tie-breaking vote. So it's not looking too good for the Democrats. Not only that, but Ted Cruz pointed out that during election years, they've had 29 times they've replaced a Supreme Court justice. Out of 19 of those times, they had the same party in control of the presidency as well as the Senate. And in those 19 times when one party controlled both the presidency and the Senate, because the president nominates, the Senate confirms. In those 19 times, 17 out of 19 times, they got a confirmation. So it's not looking too good for the Democrats. And again, this is all about politics. You know, it's simply we are electing presidents and hoping that they can put this in. And we don't really know what they're going to get. As I pointed out, we've had a very mixed record for Republicans. Democrats always get what they want. I mean, there is no shortage of career bureaucrats who are thoroughly statist and ignore the Constitution. But you had, you know, it's a target-rich environment. You can't miss if you're a Democrat and you're appointing somebody. You know you're going to get somebody like that. But if you're a Republican and you want somebody who's going to support life, liberty, and the law, well, good luck with that. Nevertheless, Democrats are getting desperate because this is all about politics, and they want to win on this one. So the satire from Babylon Bee is not really too far off, and I'll show you why. Babylon Bee headline, Democrats reveal they have planted dynamite all around the nation and will blow it up if Biden isn't elected. Well, that's basically true, and it's true about the Supreme Court nomination as well. To give you an example, we have a Canadian constitutional law professor said after RBG died, quote, burn Congress down before letting Trump try to appoint anyone to SCOTUS. So when you can't win, you resort to anarchy. That's what these people are all about. And this is a constitutional law professor. Canada, nevertheless, but still a constitutional law professor. So it doesn't really matter. You can do that type of thing. You know, you can threaten to burn down Congress. You can say we need to, kill the police or whatever. They're not going to bother you at all on social media. So he can tweet this out with impunity and with immunity. He's not going to get any legal charges against him. He's not going to get any Twitter jail time against him either. And it's not just him. Michael Moore is urging Pelosi to shut down the government. And when she had an interview with George Stephanopoulos, he pressed her. He said, well, we press you on what happens. He goes, even if Joe Biden wins November the 3rd, even if Democrats win and pick up seats in the House and maybe even in the Senate, so what can you do then? Some have even mentioned the possibility if they try to push through a nominee in a lame duck session that you and the House can move to impeach President Trump or Attorney General Barr as a way of stalling and preventing the Senate from acting on this nomination. And Pelosi said, well, we have our options. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. We have arrows in our quiver that I'm not about to discuss right now. But AOC didn't have any problems discussing them. Here's a clip from AOC talking about that very thing. Video clip number 5.
Congresswoman, you mentioned being open to all ideas to buy time. Would you be in support of potentially reviewing talks of an hearing, either against the Attorney General or the President?
Well, you know, I think I believe that certainly there has been an enormous amount of lawbreaking in the Trump administration. I believe that Attorney General Barr is unfit for office and that he has pursued potentially lawbreaking behavior. That being said, these are procedures that are and decisions that are largely up to House Democratic leadership. But I believe that also we must consider, again, all of the tools available to our disposal, and that all of these options should be entertained and on the table.
So all those options are available, probably even including dynamiting Congress if they need to. I mean, nothing is beyond these people. I am the underminer. I'm beneath you, but nothing is beneath me. That's the only thing that she didn't add to that. But basically, they'll do anything that they can. And even things that they can't do, they will do. Things that they can't do legally or ethically, they will continue to do that as well. Now, this is, when we look at what will happen in terms of even post-election, there is a special election in Arizona. And it's a very close election. And so people are saying, well, if the Democrat wins there, they don't have to wait until January to put that person in the Senate seat. The Democrat governor there could go ahead and put them in right away if the Democrats win. And then that would be one more vote for the Democrats and one less for the Republicans. So things are very tight, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But again, do not take your focus away from the fact that we have had the Constitution suspended, that we are basically under martial law, and that these politicians who will say and do anything, and this is both parties, you know, they've both been on both sides of this issue as to whether or not we should put somebody in when we're in the midst of an election and somebody dies in the Supreme Court, because that's the only way you get these people out is feet first. Should we do that or not do that? They've all said, they've all been on both sides of this issue. It's simply politics. And let me tell you, regardless of what happens, in terms of putting somebody in here, this is really going to come into play because of what they have set up for this election. This election is going to be all about the lawyers. It's all going to be about contesting everything. Nobody's going to believe the result on either side. And so it's going to be all lawyered up, and they would love to have an even number of justices there so they could hang even that and keep this going. And then it gets even worse. Eric Holder is saying, well, if we don't win and get this person in on the Supreme Court, we'll just add more Supreme Court justices and pack it. They don't have any ethics or constitutional or legal restraints on them whatsoever. Well, that's it for the program. Thank you for listening.
The party was not going to go on forever. All the welfare, all the entertainment, all the decadence was only designed to get people domesticated, dumbed down, selfish, and most importantly, isolated. And now that most of the population is selfish, isolated, and very, very dumbed down and ignorant, the New World Order is making its move. And they are now going to weaponize the giant masses of foolish followers who believe they just follow orders, they'll get another little piece of green, like when the chicken pecks at the lever. And then all that they're really going to get is the noose tightened around their foolish neck. Those of us that are aware and informed can laugh at the massive slaves, but remember, they are a dangerous weapon pointed at our throats, and so we've got to save them to save ourselves. And to do that, we've got to expose the globalists. We've got to take it to them politically and absolutely annihilate them with the crimes that they've actually committed. Expose the enemy now.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.